It's time to combine a guilty little pleasure with a new healthy habit. Kick up your feet and listen in. This is Wisdom and Chocolate. This is Beth Stanko, and you are listening to Wisdom and Chocolate. And I know some of you might be listening in going, wait a minute, that doesn't sound exactly like Beth's. And that's true. I've got this ongoing theme, it seems, of late, where I lose my voice. And it just keeps happening over and over and over again. And it's not really like there's anything happening that makes it go away. You know, I'll maybe have a sniffle and that will lead to losing my voice. Or maybe there's a cough because there's a whole heck of a lot of wind going on around me and I will lose my voice. Now, I will say, because I do have dietary issues, that I do have sort of a chronic congestion that goes on. So maybe there's something going on with that. But my goodness, what in the world am I to do if a lot of my message is conveyed through speech? Oh my goodness, right? But I was determined this week that I would make sure that a podcast goes out, no matter what the length is, because I know that when I'm anticipating one of my favorite podcasts to come out, and it doesn't come out, I'm feeling pretty darn bummed. And I didn't want to bum anybody out. So here I am letting you know that this month's theme is grace. Grace is one of my favorite words. Compassion and grace combined. Oh my goodness. Those two words just make me sort of giddy on the inside. It makes me really happy to think about those words and to also receive grace and compassion from other people, but most of all, from myself. And here I am, once again, with a voice that is serving me differently than I would like. And really, I feel like the only option that I have is to show myself some grace, really give myself some love and compassion and forgiveness for having a voice that is taking a vacation a lot more than I wish for it to lately. And when we're talking about grace this month, and every single podcast this month will have to do with grace, while we're talking about grace, it's important that we understand what it is that I'm referring to, because grace is very much like the word love to me, where there are many different things that make up that word. Like when you talk to me about love, there's respect, there's compassion, there's grace, there's a whole lot of stuff that goes into that word love. Love isn't its own thing. If you can't find respect, then part of your love isn't quite in play, so it's not fully love. And if you can't find compassion, then there's a part of your love that isn't in play, so therefore it's not completely love. That's the way that I look at it. Love isn't its own word. It's sort of a compilation of emotions and actions that create it. And grace is very similar to this for me, except it's not as complex. Grace is a lot more simple. Grace is a mixture of forgiveness and respect, and the forgiveness that you give because of respect. And, you know, when we talk about giving grace to other people, I find that that is something that a lot of people have a very easy time with. Like, you know, maybe you've got an anger issue toward a particular person, so maybe in that situation, it's not as easy. But when you're just talking about, in general, humans, and you say, give them grace, well, it's easy to imagine giving that grace, giving the forgiveness, feeling a sense of respect that allows you to give grace. It's just somehow easier when you're directing it toward another human being. And when I suggest that we show ourselves grace, that seems to be much more difficult. And when we try to sort of unpack that and look at the reasoning behind it, it's not always easy to see why we behave that way toward ourselves. One would think that we would respect ourselves ahead of everyone else. But there's something that society teaches us and common decency teaches us, which is that we need to be giving of ourselves and respectful to others, and we should be humble, and we should not think too highly of ourselves because of the way others will react to that. And to all of that, I say, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, whatever. We really do need to focus on ourselves first. Because when you do have respect for yourself, when you are giving yourself grace, it is a whole heck of a lot easier to look at other people around you and relate on a level that allows you to show more compassion and more grace than ever before. Sure, there is such thing as being a little too over the top. You just love yourself so much that you're just sort of pushing other people away. And, actually, when people start behaving that way, it's not true respect and love and caring and grace of self. In fact, a lot of the times when people are super self-absorbed, what is actually happening is that they don't have a lot of self-respect. So they're sort of forcing themselves to project an image of, hey, yo, I've not only got it all together, but I am all that, right? And that's not what I'm talking about. And I think that maybe when we are afraid of how other people see us, when we are giving ourselves grace and we are allowing ourselves mistakes and this and that, I think part of it is that we're afraid that people will think that we are conceited or thinking too highly of ourselves. But when you truly respect you, when you truly love who you are, when you are giving yourself grace, there is no room for feeling so self-absorbed that you are the only thing you care about. In fact, what tends to happen is that you're more apt to love others more deeply. And isn't that beautiful? Absolutely beautiful. And here I am with this voice that is challenging me. And the longer I talk, the harder it is to talk. And I do get frustrated. I have to admit, there are moments where I'm just like, what the heck? Why am I even trying? You know, because I am actually a singer. And here I've got, you know, some performance dates coming up, and I'm wondering, can I even do them? And some of them have already been canceled, and this just keeps happening and happening. But there's no part of me that feels like this is all your fault. This is, you're a terrible person. Look at how you're messing with people by having to cancel. Like, there is nothing inside of me that is blaming me for this. Instead, I'm going, wow, okay, this is a bummer. I don't feel great about it because I don't like missing out on things, but I love myself and I'm going to just take care of myself even more. And so I've been ramping up vitamins. I've been making sure that I'm doing collagen drinks, making sure I'm doing everything I can to support my vocal cords. Like, I'm just giving myself even more love because that's what one needs to do when one feels challenged. Instead of beating yourself down, lift yourself up. Take care of yourself more. So there's another thing that I could really easily get down on myself about. And it has nothing to do with my voice, believe it or not. I do live on a rather large piece of land. And it still amazes me that this is even a thing. It's remarkable that we are here on this piece of land. And it's actually something that I am thankful for every single day of my life. But when you have a large piece of land, there's a lot of responsibility that goes with it. Now, most of it is wooded. Most of it is not something you can mow or anything, but wooded comes with stuff. You know, you have a windstorm and branches do fall. And if you have a big enough ice storm, huge branches could fall. And big enough storm of any kind, entire trees can fall. And unfortunately, over the last 2 years, we haven't really done much to take care of the stuff that has fallen. Because a year and a half ago, maybe almost 2 years ago, I broke my ankle, just kind of ripped up all of the little ligaments and everything that's, that holds that together. And from that point on, walking was just a chore and it was uncomfortable and all of this. And I'm the one who's the cheerleader. Okay, let's go and work out in the yard, you know? And other things became more important than picking up sticks. And they built up like you wouldn't believe. Oh my goodness. And in this part of the country, in the temperature and the climate that we have here, it's totally cool to burn all of the branches that fall off the tree. But I'm telling you, the bonfire that was created, wow. Like it was a huge bonfire. The flames were, oh my goodness, 10 feet up in the air. It was a big bonfire and it was spread out as well. So those of you who are in, you know, Pennsylvania and areas like this who build bonfires and you're sitting there going, oh, only 10 feet, whatever. No, this was covering a lot of land and it was 10 feet. So it was quite big. And we still, after collecting branches to create that bonfire, we still have enough branches and trees and all sorts of stuff laying on the ground that we could have 5 or 6 bonfires and still have more wood to spare. Like, this is what happens when you don't do anything for 2 years. And I could sit back and feel bad about this and horrible because I wasn't the cheerleader. I didn't say, rah, 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 let's come out and let's do this. But no, I chose to give myself grace. I chose to embrace it. I chose to instead count how many steps I had walked while I was, you know, collecting everything and doing what I needed to do to build this bonfire, which was, honestly, it was more than 10,000. So I'm feeling pretty good about that. And I chose to enjoy the warmth of the fire. I chose to enjoy the fact that we were not only getting rid of trees and branches, but also the paper trash that had built up. Not over 2 years, trust me, we had gotten rid of that. But, you know, I chose to see the positive things. And I'm challenging you to do that as well. I'm sure that there is something in your life that has built up or a challenge that keeps recurring that you need to stand back and look at and go, it's all good. It's all good. I'm fine. You know, and you need to look at all the positives that are going on there. The burning of the trash, the heat from the fire, the, oh my goodness, yes, we do have lawn chairs that we could sit back and just watch the fire as it burns. Like, you know, all the positives, the fact that we don't have power lines that run above ground so that we didn't have to worry about the fire going too high up in the sky. Like there were so many positives and I gave myself grace for having not done any of this for a couple years. That was the biggest positive because there's no point in beating myself up if it's already done. It's done, acknowledge it, go, okay, no worries, we're moving forward. That, my love, is a far better way of looking at life and supporting you. Giving yourself grace.
There is one simple equation that holds the secret to an empowered life. It's called the I Am Equation, a powerful online course at BetStanko.com dedicated to creating real, transformative change through self-celebration. Celebrate, motivate, and empower. It's that simple. The solution to the equation is personal transformation. The I Am Equation at BetStanko.com. Plug your life into the equation at BetStanko.com.
So recently somebody was talking to me about chocolate because, you know, chocolate is a thing that we talk about on this show. And I try to make it a conversation about healthier chocolate
as a form of self-love. You know, we shouldn't be sitting back shaming ourselves for wishing to have a piece of chocolate or even indulging in that piece of chocolate. But it is sometimes helpful if when you're going for a chocolate, that you choose something that is a healthier version so that you're supporting your health, you're supporting your mind, and those guilt gremlins do not work their way into your life. But this lovely woman I was talking to, she was saying, you know, all this chocolate, super awesome. And in fact, we were at the spiritual spa, my retreat that happened just a few weeks ago. And I do have a chocolate table and there are organic chocolates and gluten-free chocolates and milk-free chocolates. There's all sorts of stuff on that table. And she said, all of that is wonderful, but have you tried cocoa tea? And I said, what? Because clearly I had not. What in the world is cocoa tea? I mean, really? And of course, that is a silly question because what it is actually in the name, right? Cocoa tea. It's tea that you make from cocoa. So instead of adding a bunch of milk and heavy amounts of sugar, you're brewing a tea and then maybe adding a little bit of honey. Or if sugar's your thing, go for the sugar, right? It's not about the guilt. It's about, are you taking care of you? So maybe you're going for a sugar that isn't processed. It's not bleached. Maybe it's a more natural thing. Or maybe it's coconut sugar. You know, we all have our likes and dislikes, the things that we wish to do for ourselves. So whatever sweetener you're choosing, you're putting it in a tea that's made from cocoa. And here's something wonderful. As I was looking this up, because now I'm intrigued, right? It's a strong source of magnesium. Who knew? Now, magnesium is super important. It's sort of a building block of your body. So we love building blocks, right? It's also thermogenic. And it aids in nerve function, which is something that I really appreciate. And it boosts your energy, even though it's caffeine free. What? We like that, right? Now, going back to the word thermogenic, if you don't know what that is, because, you know, I don't think I've ever said that on this show. It basically means that it creates heat. It's like a metabolic stimulator, if you will. It sort of creates heat inside the body. And we like heat. Isn't heat a beautiful thing? We really love heat, especially when we're applying it to our lives in the form of grace, right? And here we are talking about a cocoa tea, looking for healthy alternatives or healthier alternatives to indulging in things that taste yummy to us. And we're creating an excitement to try a new thing. And that's a form of heat, if you will, on the inside, the heart, the brain. Everything's sort of firing extra fast because we're getting excited about taking care of ourselves in moments of need. I need a yummy thing, right? That kind of need. So in this chocolate moment, I want to talk about the heat, which is you, and how that heat, which is you, is inherently valuable. Because yes, my love, you are valuable. All the little cells inside your body, they kind of fire as they're working. And it happens many, 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 many times per second for each individual cell in your brain, in your spine, everything that is in your body. There are electrical pulses that move, and this is what helps to animate your body. It helps you to think. It helps every organ of your body to work. It helps you to project the light that is within you out into the world. Oh my goodness. Isn't that a glorious thing to imagine? It really is. Now, we are, as I've said before, we are divinely made. There's a light within us that holds value and it connects us to all that is. All of the plants, all of the people, we are all created to coexist, basically, is what I am saying. And this is a beautiful thing. And when you think about the fact that we are divinely made to coexist with chocolate, I mean, what could you imagine being any better than that, right? That alone could make you sit back and go, wow, I'm pretty darn amazing. And that is a beautiful thing. It is important to recognize that you hold value. Your thoughts, your dreams, your desires, they all hold value. Even the times when you stutter and you have a challenge and you falter, all of these different things have value. There are teaching moments, there are existing moments, there are action moments, there are so many moments within your life, and all of these things hold value. They define your life. They don't necessarily define you. Your thoughts and how you interact with you and the world around you sort of defines you, but all of these other things define your life. What a gorgeous thing that is. In valuing and loving you, you're expressing love for others because of the way you are connected to those other things. So in this, it's yet another reason to not shame yourself for enjoying a piece of chocolate. Maybe you go for a healthier chocolate, the dark chocolate, without all the yuckiness in there to make sure that you are taking care of yourself actively, but shaming yourself for wanting the chocolate, you are one with chocolate, my love. There's no point in shaming the chocolate. Give yourself grace. Embrace it. Love it. Love you. You are inherently valuable and gorgeous. This is the year to celebrate you. Join me on this unforgettable journey of self-empowerment with an uplifting, soul-quenching program created just for you. This is Celebrate You, where members access monthly content like inspirational offerings, downloadable handouts and journaling pages, affirmations and processes, meditations, journaling prompts, special audio and video content, plus you're automatically subscribed to BethStanko.com so you can be in the loop for new blogs, retreats, courses, and products. My in-person and online courses and retreats have touched so many lives, from professionals to stay-at-home parents to corporate executives who, like most of us, want both inner peace and outward productivity. Sometimes we need a little personal guidance to achieve an empowered lifestyle. It's here. It's time to celebrate you. So here I am at the end of the podcast, and it sounds like the end of my voice. It's getting harder and harder to push sound through these vocal cords. So I think it's time that I sort of wrap it up. And what better way to do that than to use this celebration moment as a way of leading me out of the podcast. So here we are. The celebration moment is bye-bye excuses. It is celebration time. Life is a great big celebration. It doesn't matter if you didn't pick up the sticks. It doesn't matter if it's been 2 years since you cleaned your land. Life is to be enjoyed. Pull up to that fire and bring the popcorn, man. Like, just enjoy the moment. Bring your hot chocolate, bring your sticks with your marshmallows. Like, do whatever it is that helps you to enjoy the moment. It doesn't matter what happened yesterday. It's how you move forward. You gotta spend time acknowledging your value, because that, my love, is what really matters. And there is no excuse for avoiding doing this. Literally meditate on how gorgeous you are. And I'm not talking about the physical gorgeous, although, you know, if that's your thing, go for it, right? I'm talking about the thoughts, the desires, the goals, the passions, the beauty inside of you, the things that help you to feel compassion for yourself and others. Meditate on those things. Just sit back and think about what it is that is so gorgeous, and then sink into it. Meditate on it. Journaling is also a gorgeous way of expressing how much you are putting value on your life. Sit back and write about your thoughts and your dreams. Sit back and write about the things you're learning from the challenges you are facing. Write down things that you are feeling about you in moments when you're feeling good. If you've got negative thoughts going on, make sure that while you are journaling, you're flipping them. So if you're feeling challenged, write down, I'm feeling really challenged because of what I just did. This is what I'm going to do moving forward. This is a far more productive way of looking at your life and journaling about your life to inspire beautiful things. Think about you actively and deliberately, and love the things that you're learning and you're grasping as you are going through life. Show yourself grace at every opportunity. Every moment that you have in your life should be about celebrating the life that you're in. So brew that cocoa tea, my love. Sweeten it as you like. Sit back, put up your feet, close those eyes, and meditate on how valuable you are. Check out everything that BetsDanko.com has to offer at BetsDanko.com. If you're on social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, you can follow me and BetsDanko.com and keep up to date on all the little bits of wisdom and chocolate that I post Monday through Friday. Subscribe to this podcast and start enjoying your weekly dose of celebrating you with BetsDanko. And while you're at it, if you're enjoying wisdom and chocolate, please take a moment and share with a friend. Go ahead. Tag a friend today with wisdom and chocolate and get them started on a path of self-celebration. Experience the wisdom that helps to motivate and empower you in relationships, business, family, and most importantly, self-celebration. Getting the picture? It's wisdom and it's all about you. Want to hear the chocolate? Tune into Wisdom and Chocolate weekly.